This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, number 75radio.org. Also, Merry Christmas, one and all. Walter, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty fine. I'm doing pretty good, you know. You sent me that picture of you and Danilla the other day.
Right.
You know, your hair's getting really long, which is fine. But what the look I see in your eyes, if you went to the tanning bed for like 2 or 3 months, I'd like to send you on a secret mission to Mexico and come across the border and see what happens.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Scoop secret mission. But it wouldn't be so secret, but yeah. Anyways,
you can come across as Pedro.
Right. Right. And, that's a must we could talk about. Yeah. This week, we set a new record with the highest number of migrants, crossing the border. You know, everybody gets a plane ticket, cell phone, a court date, free pass. Meanwhile, we got, veterans sleeping in the street, and people that were born and raised here, down on their luck, get absolutely nothing. Anyways,
yeah,
it is the Christmas.
I agree with you on that. You know, they come across the border, they get everything. They get IDs, licenses, condoms, needles, and arts.
Right.
American servicemen are sleeping on the streets.
Yep, and then. Not to digress, people had these migrants over at Floyd Bennett Field in these 10 cities and other places in the five boroughs of New York City, our former home. They don't like the food that they were given, so they throw it in the trash. Meanwhile, you have people in the street who were born and raised here. They're down on their luck or have substance abuse problems or mental abuse problems, and they get absolutely nothing. And then the city of New York, they're going broke taking care of these people instead of just putting them on a bus and sending them back home. But we could talk about that all day long. But it is the Christmas season. It is December the 23rd, 2023, 2 days before Christmas. Walter, have you started your Christmas shopping yet or finished your Christmas shopping yet?
I don't do Christmas shopping. I leave that up to my better half.
Well, I haven't started, but I figure I can get all my Christmas shopping done at the Dollar Tree. First order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Detective Wenjin Liu, Detective Rafael Ramos of the New York City Police Department, New York City, New York. End of watch, December 20th, 2014. These two heroes were the first casualties of the war on cops. Well, it's a somber time, even though it is just before Christmas. These two officers were working overtime 5 days before Christmas because, frankly, they needed the money. So taking a break in their RMP or the cruiser, some piece of human garbage named Ismail Brinsley drove down from Maryland up to Brooklyn to put some wings on some pigs. Thankfully, Mr. Brinsley took care of himself, killed himself in the subway system. So, with that being said, you know, there's still war on cops. Officers, be careful out there. Do your job. Do your job properly. People in supervisor positions, make sure you conduct proper training of your officers because it's a whole new ball game out there from when me and Walter were wearing the bag. Well, any comments about these two heroes on the anniversary of their passing.
It's hard to believe 9 years already.
Right.
Hard to believe.
And right. And you know, we're told like you know, for victims of like police shootings like Breonna Taylor or alleged police brutality George Floyd, you know, people are screaming, say their name, say their name. Well, nobody's remembering Wenjin Liu or Rafael Ramos except us. But I digress. Anyways, you know, we go from bad to worse. This American society just absolutely hate their heroes now. You know, we used to have heroes like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, so on and so forth. But now they're tearing down the statues, changing the names of schools and roads and bridges and monuments for these heroes in the name of wokeness. And then for the people who are still with us, still on this earth, they're treated like hardened criminals. This week, Mayor Rudy Giuliani was ordered to pay $148 million to two plaintiffs in a defamation suit in Atlanta, Georgia, because the mayor said that these people were involved in voter fraud. And it just absolutely floors me, because you look at Giuliani, back in the 80s, he was a U.S. attorney. He dismantled the way organized crime did business. He took the hand of organized crime off the throat of New Yorkers. He became mayor of New York City, cleaned up the city, made the city safe, made the city livable, took the panhandlers off the intersections, took them up the subways, just got the garbage off the street. And he did it in such a way that other mayors, other jurisdictions, even other states, including New York State, took what the mayor did and did it in their neck of the woods. Also, it was because of Rudy Giuliani that we had the congressional crime bill that, you know, with the three strikes you're out, and really got hard on crime because Giuliani knew what he was doing. Also, on September 11th, Mayor Giuliani was the face of America. The Twin Towers just fell. He's walking north, just blocks away from the Trade Center, covered in dust, giving a press conference. George Bush is flying around on Air Force One, wondering what the hell to do. Dick Cheney's in the bunker in the basement of the White House, wondering what the hell to do. So Mayor Giuliani was the face of America. He showed true leadership before September 11th and during September 11th. As they're burying firefighters, Mayor Giuliani took time from the cleanup, funerals, to walk daughters of firefighters down the aisle. So we go from, you know, the savior of America to a common criminal. We get back, we'll talk about Rudy Giuliani. Also, Donald Trump made news again. And funny business in Congress again. Stay tuned, everybody. This is Center Fire Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial.
Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Scoop Stanton and Walter Yerkew. America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, was ordered to pay $148 million for defamation for two Election Day workers back in 2020. So now the poor mayor has to declare bankruptcy. So, you know, if you do good in American society, and, you know, people look out to get you. So, you know, this man saved people's lives, made lives great, society much better, and they treat him like garbage. Well, what say you about $148 million that Mayor Giuliani has to pay these two people?
Oh, Mayor Giuliani should walk out the courthouse, stick his two middle fingers up, and tell his people where the sun don't shine. You know, guys getting screwed over. And then you got Biden collecting millions and millions and millions of dollars, and it's all being ignored. It's a bunch of crap. And it's all a year before the election. It's like tit for tat. You know, you got the indictments with that schmo, I'm not even going to mention his name, the president's son. You got him, and now you got Giuliani, and now you got more Trump indictments and more testimony. You know, it's a bunch of crap. The system, it's not the country. I love my country. The system that sucks. The way the world is laughing at us. Putin started World War III, and we're doing this. The government is doing this.
Right.
Society is doing this to these people. These people that they're indicting and throwing away are the ones that will win World War III for us. But now we're so weak, I'm afraid to go out the house. You know, in 5 years' time, instead of calling each other brother, we'll be calling each other comrade.
Yep, and they wouldn't even have to fire a shot. Anyways, speaking of heroes, well, heroes in our eyes, the Colorado Supreme Court decided Donald Trump's name cannot appear on the Republican primary ballot because of the little-known section of the U.S. Constitution that forbids citizens who are part of an insurrection running for president. Now, the only problem with this is that not only has Donald Trump not been convicted for participation in an insurrection, but he has not even been charged for insurrection. So in the eyes of the law, in most prudent American people, he is an innocent man. So just because Trump said, go down to the Capitol, give him hell, you know, they said, oh, that's insurrection. But he said, you know, also in the same speech, he said, we will peacefully go down to the Capitol building and let our voices be heard. So, again, the deep state is doing everything in their power to derail Donald Trump from running a campaign, running for president, and, you know, exercising his constitutional rights. Yes, the president does have constitutional rights. But I guess these four judges in Colorado like inflation, high gas prices, high grocery prices, an open border we just were talking about, drugs everywhere, fentanyl everywhere, and the total breakdown of American society. Well, what say you about the situation in Colorado for Trump?
Trump don't need Colorado to win the presidential, to win the race. He don't need Colorado.
Right, but he's got to get his name on the Republican primary ballot.
Yeah.
So now he's got to spend more money, go get a prepare a case for this U.S. Supreme Court, and you know deal with that, and hopefully gets his name on the Colorado ballot. But Vivek Ramaswamy, who I really, really follow, as well as Sam Bushman, Alex Jones, a whole bunch, Ramsey Paul, a whole bunch of other people, he said he's going to withdraw his name from the Republican primary ballot in protest, and he urges other people, Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, to do the same. Now, I don't know if they're going to do the same or what, but for those in Colorado, if you know somebody in Colorado, have them write in Donald Trump, because there's no law saying that you cannot write in somebody's name. But, you know, that's where well, you hit the nail on top of the head. You got Biden doing some dirt. You got Hunter Biden doing dirt. Nothing's being done except, you know, the president who just said, give him hell and we'll go down peacefully to the Capitol and let your voices be heard. Oh, no, he's an insurrectionist. And U.S. Attorney Jack Smith hasn't even charged the president for insurrection. They got him on some other bogus charges about having some documents in his house. But anyways, that's where we're headed. But any final words on Trump and Colorado before we go to this next weird story, also in Washington, D.C.?
Nah, let's move along. This Colorado thing is starting to piss me off.
Right. This will really get you going. A couple weeks ago in Washington, D.C., which is an absolute cesspool with corruption, abuse of power, violence that we only see in the movies, and scandal after scandal that has to deal with sexual activity, some Senate staffer decided to go to the one of the hearing rooms in the Hart Senate office building on Capitol Hill, which I've actually been in, and decided to bring a male companion, strip down buck naked, and have sexual relations in the hearing room.
Homosexual relations.
Yes, homosexual. You got two dudes going at it in the Senate hearing room. And then one of the people, the staffer, I guess, wants to film it. He films his I guess, amateur pornographic film in the hearing room. And then it gets better. He actually uploads it to a certain website that I guess gay congressional staffers or gay Washingtonian Beltway insiders follow. I don't have the foggiest clue what it is, nor do I want to. So it was uploaded online. So then, of course, somebody got wind of it and then spread it all over the place. And the person's name is Adrian Masurovsky. He was immediately fired from the office of Democrat Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland. My only question is, who discovered this video clip and where was it posted? And then, you know, Michael Savage said it right. Says liberalism is a mental disorder. You got a 24-year-old man with a job that people would die for, working the halls of Congress, going into a Senate judiciary hearing room where, you know, things happen, you know, historical events happen, including the Clarence Thomas hearing. And then he gets with another dude and then just, you know, have at it. So, you know, 50 years of fighting for gay rights, Stonewall, acceptance, tolerance, marriage, adoption, all that stuff just went right down the toilet because you got two dudes in a government office building just going to town on each other. But anyways, look for this young man to get a job at MSNBC sooner or later. Well, you got any final thoughts on that?
You know, you talk about an insurrection. You know.
That's insurrection.
I think these two guys, I think these two guys, you know, just went above and beyond what January 6th was. You know, they desecrated, you know, the hall. You know, they desecrated each other. They filmed it, you know, and they want Rudy Giuliani to pay $148 million for being a nice guy.
Right. For doing his job.
I'm telling you, this is so, it's just too backwards for me. Pardon the pun.
It's like too ass backwards.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like Bob Gray used to say, "It's sick and getting sicker." If he was alive today, I can only imagine what he would say. He'd probably have to go to podcasts for some of the foul language he would say about what's going on.
The people that use that forum daily. If I was part of the group that used that forum for daily meetings and hearings, I wouldn't want to step foot. I wouldn't want to step foot in that place until it was thoroughly cleaned and steamed and maybe even the carpets changed, you know.
Right.
You don't have to worry about polishing the furniture because, they polished all the knobs in there, those two guys.
Right. And anyways, this scandal broke out and that was it. It was all right. The guy was fired and that's it. Meanwhile, Trump's this and Trump's that, Trump's Hitler. But I mean, Jesus Christ, do your job, media. And when we come back, we'll talk about the meaning of Christmas, the awesome party I went to with our 75 burrito spokesmodel. Stay tuned, everybody.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Friday, the special counsel overseeing the prosecution of former President Trump for alleged election crimes faced a setback. The Supreme Court, at least for the time being, has decided not to consider a case regarding whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes during his presidency. The High Court rejected a request from federal prosecutor Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings related to Trump's purported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Supreme Court order suggests an increasing likelihood that Trump's federal trial may not conclude before the 2024 election. President Biden is granting clemency to almost a dozen nonviolent drug offenders. He mentioned that these 11 individuals are currently serving sentences that are disproportionately lengthy, and if charged today, they would be eligible for lower sentences. Additionally, President Biden will issue pardons for additional offenses of simple possession and use of marijuana under the federal and D.C. law. You better take care of your heart between now and New Year's.
The period known as the most wonderful time of the year coincides with the highest incidence of heart attacks compared to any other time. Studies indicate a 37% surge in heart attacks on Christmas Eve, with a higher mortality rate attributed to heart attacks during the final week of December. Medical professionals attribute these trends to factors such as cold weather, heightened stress levels, and the tendency to overindulge in rich food and alcohol. I'm John Schaefer.
Toyota Motor Company said earlier this week that it is recalling 1 million vehicles over an airbag defect that could cause them not to deploy. The recall covers a range of Toyota and Lexus vehicles with model years from 2020 to 2022. The vehicles being recalled reportedly have sensors that were manufactured improperly. Dealers will inspect these sensors and replace them if necessary at no cost to the owners. Toyota will notify customers by mid-February if their car is included in the recall. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio, with Scoop Stan and Walter Yerkew. Hey, Walt, did you happen to catch the White House Christmas performance video that Jill Biden posted on Twitter?
I vaguely saw a snippet of it. What did he just walk on stage and just had the tree turn on without anything going on?
No. You had a bunch of it was in the White House. The Trump administration did it. I guess other past administrations did this. It's like a video program of the White House. I think the George W. Bush had like something with the dog. So anyways, this production is about 5 minutes long, I guess, had a bunch of tap dancers tap dancing through the White House, and it looked like something from Hunger Games. Some weird costumes. One guy had a tuxedo with a looked like a pig's head. Some other guy dressed up as a plant of some sort. So, anyways, the news came out about this dance troupe called the Dorrance Dance, Dorrance. So this dance troupe is a woke dance troupe. If you go on the website, they talk about anti-racist things, anti-white things, videos, movies, speeches, clips, links, so on and so forth. And my thing is that you're a tap dance organization, tap dance troupe, or what, you know, whatever they call them. Why are you involved in politics to worry about tap dancing? Just like if you have a little league or a softball team, you play softball. Don't worry about, you know, politics. Same thing if you belong to a hunt and fish club. Worry about hunting and fishing. Don't be, you know, left, right, or center. But just for this, the White House to pick the most liberal, anti-American, racist group, woke group, you know, out there is just another part of how the Biden administration is just so isolated from the rest of America. I mean, down in Richmond, there's no way in hell would Governor Glenn Youngkin have these people perform whatever they're doing in the governor's mansion. Because if you watch it, it looks nothing like Christmas. I mean, it's supposed to be the Nutcracker performance, but it's a dance troupe, and it's just very, very weird. But again, that's the Biden White House. The that's our 46th president and his wife just mocking us. I mean, just there's. Like I said before earlier, there's just like no values here in Washington, D.C. Everybody gets to do whatever they want to do. You know, it feels good. Why don't we do it? Let's do it in the road, like the song used to say. So they got this woke dance company. But imagine this. You have the political cesspool dance troupe in the Trump White House. Or not even, that's a bad idea. You got some, the XYZ dance troupe that's anti-black in a Republican White House. All hell would break loose. But, you know, you could be anti-white and, you know, that's okay in the Biden White House. You know, that's like, I love James Edwards, when he says, you know what, equal rights for all, special privileges for none. Well, any comments about this dance troupe that we paid for?
No, I didn't. Like I said, I didn't see it. but I guess, you know, some of our executives, you know, the ones with mental health issues, probably enjoyed the lights and the sound of toes tapping. And didn't even know what the difference was of who was dancing for him. People just, you know, cease to amaze me anymore. Anything goes, except if it's for the right.
Right.
seems the left can do anything, you know. God forbid we have, like you said, they say be more diverse. So people indulge in this diverseness, and then all of a sudden one entire race is excluded, but you can't say it out loud.
Right. It was funny, you got a woke dance troupe and you got white dance tap dancers in this woke dance troupe. So I don't know. You know what? I call it self-hating white people. You know, we're anti-racist and, we're all in for Black Lives Matter and diversity, inclusion, and equity, which is like anti-white and so on and so forth. But, I'll tap my way out of a job or my way out of existence or tap my way out so I can't put food on my family's table. Anyways, before we go to our next break, I want to talk about something that happened to me as a resident of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, here's example 1,000,000,002 on how liberalism is a mental disorder. Well, you know, for decades we've been told not to drive gas guzzling and SUVs, drive small vehicles, drive hybrids, drive electric vehicles, take a bike, take a moped, we need to be less dependent on fossil fuels, reduce your carbon footprint, so on and so forth. So we did. You know, cars are more fuel efficient. We're driving smaller cars, hybrids, electric, so on and so forth. Now, in Virginia, since so many people are driving fuel efficient, hybrid, or electric cars, revenue from the gas tax in Virginia has not met the budget to fix the roads in Virginia. So what have these idiots in Richmond have done? They came up with something called a highway use fee. So people with vehicles that get more than 25 miles per gallon have to pay an additional tax that a person with a Lincoln Navigator or a Cadillac Escalade or one of these classic hot rods, they don't have to pay. Or Corvette. You can have a brand new Corvette. You're going to pay less on your car registration than me, who drives a four-cylinder fuel-efficient car. And what's worse, here in Virginia, people already pay a personal property tax on a vehicle that they already paid sales tax when they first purchased the vehicle. So every year in Virginia, car owners have to pay a personal property tax to the county that they live in for the privilege of parking your car in that county. So for me, there's really not a whole lot of I don't have a lot of the burning desire to buy a new car because I have to pay a personal property tax every single year. My car is 9 years old. I had to pay like almost $150 every year to the county for the personal property tax. So in Virginia, you pay personal property tax every year, sales tax when you buy the car. You pay sales tax on all the parts. You pay sales tax on all the maintenance, and you pay tolls on the highways, and you also pay personal income tax. But these idiots just cannot spend money fast enough. So, of course, it hurts the poor people, including yours truly. You know, I can't afford a huge Lincoln Navigator. I can't afford to put $100, $150 in my tank every 3 or 4 days. So I drive what I can afford, a four-cylinder, fuel-efficient vehicle. So it cost me an extra $25 on top of the registration fee for the Commonwealth of Virginia just to have the privilege of reducing my carbon footprint or whatever these idiots think of. Well, what say you about the poor people getting hosed again by these libtards?
I don't know, but if it was me, they'd be taking me to jail. I ain't paying none of that crap.
Well, no, but see, in Virginia, if you don't pay the car tax, you can't register your car.
I'll be driving it anyway. I said, they'd be taking me to jail.
And then in Northern Virginia, they have smog requirements. So every other year, you have to get your smog certification. But there's an outfit that stays on the highway and takes readings and takes photographs of your car So you get a thing in your mail. It's like, well, if you pay $28, you can you don't have to get a smog certification when you do your inspection, and you can register your car. So it costs more. It's like $19. Just do a regular smog certification at the garage like they did back home. But $28 if they do it for you. So, you know, you get hosed again because.
Well, you know, blame the public. They're the ones that voted these idiots in, you know.
Yep.
Speak up on election day and vote them out.
Yep. And we saw no red wave last year. Anyways, to come back, we'll talk about this favorite time of the year. Bye.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. 7-5 Radio, Walton Scoop. Anyways, it is the most special time of the year. Yeah, Christmas is around the corner, but early this week, yours truly. Something you want to say, Walt?
No, go ahead. Keep going. So,
anyways, early this week, I had the the opportunity to attend the lovely birthday party of our spokesmodel, Dinella Rodriguez, and her good friend, Ms. Indu Fields. Of course, I know Danella, and I met Indu a couple times at different functions that I've had the privilege to get invited to. And, you know, I can't thank Danella and my good friend Ed Huebner for giving me a social life once again. Anyways, this nice Mediterranean restaurant in Tyson's Corner, there was a theme to it. It was a black and gold theme. I had a black, you know, outfit. I had 2 gold ties. I texted a picture of my ties to Danella. 12. She wore the tie, and I wore the other tie. So, you know, Scoops strikes again. So, anyways, it was a very, very evening. And, of course, I bothered the hell out of Danella for pictures. And the other guests did not disappoint. If you go on 7-5 Radio, see me with Danella, Ed, and a whole bunch of other lovely, lovely guests. And I just got this you know what, eating grin on my face, like, you know, I felt like the party was for me. And then the one picture, I was surrounded by one, two, three, four, five ladies and some dude. It's, and then the best picture, my favorite picture, I didn't take. It was the two ladies and a bunch of dudes just standing there. And I stood right next to Danella, put my armor on her, and Crypt Keeper hand was on her nice, warm, smooth skin. So that was really nice. But overall, it was just a great time. And what's great about Danella, she's walking around making sure she talked to every single guest. And she asked me, he's like, Pete, I thought you were sitting over at the head table. For whatever reason, I can't remember what, I went from the head table to the table I was sitting at where I was talking to some really, really nice people. And just, you know, for her, it's her party. She, you know, she's the belle of the ball. You know, for her to go around making sure she's buddy and making sure, you know, Scoop is, taken care of. It just says a lot about her. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there, food in my mouth, beverage on my right side, having a great conversation with these wonderful people. And what's funny, he's sitting across from me, said, you know what, I really like this group of people because they're all down to earth and real and not like the fake phony frauds that there's in D.C. And I was like, wow, I had the same thought a couple weeks ago. But anyways, a really great time, was a fun time had by all. I made sure Danella and Indu got to safely with their packages, their gifts. And Walt, I would do the same thing for you, but it would be for my end. You know, if gifts and some mugger decided to come up, that would be the last time that mugger would attempt to mug anybody at any time. But I digress. So, anyways, thank you very much, Danella, for inviting me. I had a great time. I can't wait for the next event. Thank you for giving me a social life once again. I'm having the time of my life, and the haters hate it. Well, any quick comments about the fun time I had?
Yeah, I'm glad you're getting out and doing something. You know, not sitting in, on your bunk in the homeless shelter anymore. You know, I like the idea that you're getting out and you're meeting new people and they're good people. You know, that's what you need to do. Surround yourself around good people.
Right.
You know, good things will happen.
Right. And that's a crazy thing, Walt, is that like I've been in this town for 13 years. And just like 6 months ago, I just went to this, I went to the 4th of July party and just met all these great down to earth people. And I mean, they all work, they all have jobs, they're productive members of society, but it's none of that DC BS that I've been running into all this other time. But it's like a secret society and they're all just absolutely gorgeous women. So obviously if you go on our website, you'll see Scoop Stanton. I look one picture, I look like a lawyer for the band Grand Funk Railroad in 1976. So, but a fun time was had by all. I can't thank Danelle enough for everything she's done for me personally. You know, I'm getting myself back together, I'm starting to look better, dress better, eat better, do radio well the same, but anyways, but finally, I want to wish everybody, including you, Walter, a very tomorrow. I will be driving back to Yonadosis, New York. Yay. Seeing and the Cellar Savers. Supposedly, Linda is still on the job, but she does hold the record with the Yonadosis Fire Department for powerlifting. But, you know, I want to wish everybody a very safe, very happy, healthy Christmas and New Year. You know, at this time, take a moment to reach out to the family members you haven't spoke to in a while. You know, thank God my parents are still alive, but they're getting up in years. And I'm at the point now, any day I can get the call. You know, the one call no son or daughter wants to get. But I plan on going up, seeing the family, enjoying the family, have a couple pops, just enjoying myself, and then take that stupid dog out. What's your thoughts on Christmas and Christmas wishes?
Here Monday. It'll be here Monday. I'll have fun. I'll enjoy it. I have my son coming over and his girlfriend, my lady friend is here, and I have fire burning in the fireplace. All's good.
Are you going to take pictures?
No.
Wow. did you get all your?
I don't Christmas shop. I told you that. Huh? I don't go Christmas shopping.
Oh. Well, I went out to the store and used my gift card and got you something. But
oh, you
I don't
did?
Have money to send a put. I don't have money to put posters on it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Christmas club fund for you, and it'll cover your bail next time you get arrested.
I had to buy gifts for the kids, my family. I had to get a Tiffany gift certificate, get something for Heather. So, I only had so much Christmas cheer to spread this year. So, you got something from the Dollar Tree. I just need to some cans for postage to send to your house. But honestly, to me, it's a special time of the year. Like when I was younger, I didn't like Christmas because I was away from the family, single, and living in some rat hole. But now I'm going to see my folks. My kids will be with the ex-wife. That's a whole nother story. But if you get a chance, buddy, because they're not gonna be here forever. And then when you do get that call, I wish this, that, and other thing with mom and dad. And for Thanksgiving, one of the happiest times when I was doing the Salvation Army kettle, just going to see, hanging out with my father and having a couple pops. And also, we're getting close to the end of the show, and my favorite Christmas song is playing now. It's I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. And I absolutely love this song, and I hate every other Christmas song because you got about 1,100 people, or hundreds by 1,000 people. But anyways, at this time, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Walt, have a Merry Christmas. I'll just talk to you on the flip side. Take it away, Greg.
They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. And I saw him in his disguise.
Christmas we get, we deserve.